Gabriel Mach Garang, a South Sudanese teacher living in Jonglei State, says the government has done very little or nothing to fight corruption. Garang describes the Anti-Corruption Commission as toothless. He says the official continue to loot and divert the country's resources while the commission watches and does nothing to hold the culprits accountable.
People who are in the system, they don't have any honesty. They are not honest in the system. That's why we have ministers today, we have politicians today who have a lot of money. Just from out of blue, you find someone, he has a lot of money, but when you get into reality, the civil servants of this country, they go 7 months without getting any pay. And on the other hand, the ministers are doing well. So I actually relate this to dishonesty. Our government is not in control, is not in position to protect the integrity of our financial institutions.
Garang says the government should embark on the fight against corruption by auditing all its institutions and holding officials implicated in the crime accountable. He says this would be the way to protect the financial integrity of South Sudan.
I would like our government to put in place some mechanisms that can indeed deter corruption, that can prevent corruption in any way. Our government needs to change from whole system of doing things in darkness, and they have to introduce kind of system where things are done in a very broad daylight, like giving people government documents that in fact pertain the interest of the public.
A South Sudanese engineer in Juba, Musa Loboka, says the government should empower independent institutions such as the South Sudan Anti-Corruption Commission and the judiciary with enough resources to clean up corruption.
Anybody will never hear the name of a prominent leader or a person being mentioned that the person has taken such amount of money or something of this and that is supposed to be for the people. Being punished or something of that kind. So everybody is quiet. It's only that the citizens are the one feeling such or such person has been doing such a corruption in the country. But for the person to be mentioned or to be brought to the court of the law or the rule of the law, is not there. It's not happening. And also, we never heard of it. The consequency funds, you know, every year this budget has to be there for the consequency. But where is the money going and what is happening with that fund for the constituency development fund? You will never hear anything about it or any report on it.
Christine Inri Jada is a representative of the South Sudan Anti-Corruption Commission who spoke earlier Friday at an event in Juba marking International Anti-Corruption Day. She said the constitution gives the commission powers to prosecute corrupt officials, but those powers need to be enacted into law. She says insufficient funding of the commission undermines its ability to perform its duties.
The absence of the law has undermined the performance of the commission. And worst part of it is the serious financial difficulties which has determined impacted on it, its activities. When I say the financial difficulties, we are really facing a very big challenge when coming to our budget. Let me tell you, up to now, the Ministry of Finance, let me put this is my own words, has refused to pay us the rental money. Our offices were closed for almost 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, to improve on the fight against corruption, the commission shall be well funded.
Jada says another way to curb fraud, bribery and mismanagement is for the government to increase the salaries of civil servants and raise their standards of living. A report released about a month ago by investigative group, The Sentry, revealed that South Sudanese leaders embezzled hundreds of millions of dollars in a massive credit scam between 2012 and 2015. The funds, borrowed from Qatar National Bank and Kenya-based CFC Stanbic Bank, were offered to help South Sudanese traders import food, fuel, and medicine. But the nearly $1 billion credit line ended up in neighboring Uganda, Kenya, and Dubai in the form of assets and properties owned by South Sudanese elites and their families, according to the Century. The Transparency International ranked South Sudan as the most corrupt country among the 180 countries in the 2021 Corruption Perceptions Index. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.